Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Pastor Joel Sickler, and I trust that you'll be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Dare to run with our eyes fixed on Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run. We must have our Savior's vision, compassion for the lost, courage for the future, love at any cost. Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run.
In Pastor Goins' sermon last week, he talked about strengthening the inner man, or the soul of the man. You know, my friend, just like physical strength, this doesn't happen in an instant to build it, does it? But it's a consistent, daily exercise of faith and obedience to the will of God that helps us build strength in our soul. We're dependent on the power of the Holy Spirit to help us build this strength within. But it's up to us to daily stay in His Word and to walk with Him in obedience. Today we're going to air the second part of a message Pastor Goins has entitled Strengthening the Inner Man. But first, here's Rejoice Singers with the song Jesus is Walking with Me.
That makes the difference, this friend by my side. So it's the Holy Spirit who gives life and strength and renewal to the inner man. But the strengthening of the inner man doesn't happen without any kind of cooperation on our part. It's not through my effort. It's not through human ingenuity. But this strengthening doesn't happen in a vacuum. Okay? It doesn't happen without our cooperation. We're dependent on Him for this power, this strength that we need to be what we're supposed to be. We can't provide that for ourselves. But we do have a responsibility to cooperate and to partner with the Holy Spirit to give Him opportunities to strengthen us, to refresh us, to renew us. Several analogies that I think are helpful to understanding this idea. You know that we lived in Harker's Island for about 13 years. Out in Harker's Island, there were a lot of boats. I remember one of the first things I noticed, first time we visited Harker's Island, you'd go past some of these houses, little fishing shacks, and you'd see a boat two times bigger than the house out front. Boats are a big deal. And we would go out on the water different times. And typically when we went out, we'd go on what's called a Carolina skiff. It's a flat bottom boat run by a motor. And the thing about a boat that's run by a motor is that the boat driver is in full control. He puts gasoline in the engine and he starts it up and away you go. But every once in a while, out on the Sound, you see a sailboat. And that sailboat is an entirely different thing from a motorboat, because on a sailboat, you hoist the sails and you steer the rudder, but you're entirely dependent on the wind to move you through the water. And if the wind doesn't blow, and sometimes it doesn't, you sit still in the water. In a sailboat, you don't move. You're dependent on the wind, but your job is to do whatever it takes to catch the wind, so that you can move along. And when it comes to tending to the health of your inner person, being renewed day by day, your job is to do what you can to put yourself in the place where you catch the wind of the Spirit in your sails and you let Him refresh you and renew you and keep you strong and spiritually healthy. In his classic message about Christians who end up in the wilderness of dry spiritual living, Wesley said this. He said, "Nothing can be more plain than that the life of God in the soul does not continue, much less increase, unless we use all opportunities for communion with God." He said, if we're negligent of spending time with God, if we allow busyness or any activity whatever to prevent these secret exercises of the soul, or to make us hurry through them in a careless manner, then he said our spiritual life will surely decay. Did you get that? Sometimes we can get so busy. We get busy with good things. We get busy with things that are profitable, even things that God wants us to do. And our alarm clocks go off early in the morning and then it's late before we get to bed. We're so busy, but if we're not spending time in communion with God, we're not drinking at the fountain where we find our source of strength and help and renewal. 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul admonished Timothy. I'm about to use a word that you might not like. He admonished Timothy to exercise. That's not what you thought I was going to say, was it? Exercise himself unto godliness. We don't always like that word, exercise. Discipline isn't very exciting. And sometimes we talk about the spiritual disciplines and people start yawning. Or maybe you just feel like a failure in that part of your life. But when we're talking about the spiritual disciplines, we're talking about the means of grace, the practical ways that we set our sails to catch the wind of the Spirit, how we spend time in His presence, the ways that God has given us to get in the pathway where He's moving so He can renew us and pour out fresh grace and fresh help in our lives. Somewhere in my reading, I came across the analogy of the windows of grace. And I want to remind us today that every day we need very intentionally to throw open the windows of grace and pull up a chair next to that window, and through fellowship with God in prayer and time spent in His Word, reading, studying, meditating, connect with God, commune with Him. And as we sit next to the windows of grace, the Holy Spirit shines into our souls and refreshes and renews us. One of the reasons that many people fail spiritually, one of the reasons that many people get weary in well-doing, is because the windows of grace have been painted shut in their lives, and they're not getting there to give God an opportunity to renew them as they should. I remember in Bible college, I heard many, many messages in chapel services, but there's one statement that was made in a chapel sermon that I will never, ever forget. It stuck with me. Someone looked at us and he said, "Your future ministry will rise or it will fall in direct correlation with the quality of your devotional life." And could I say to you, that's not just for pastors, but for you. The quality of your walk with God, the quality of your ministry will rise or it will fall based on the quality of your time spent with God in prayer and in the Word of God and letting Him feed you and enrich you and strengthen you. Sadly, there are many, many people who basically live on crumbs. And I'm not here to be anybody's judge or jury, but I have an idea that for many people who live there, that the problem rests in the fact that they're not in the secret place. Not spending time alone with God. Not giving the Spirit time to renew. One writer said this. He said, we can substitute professional activities for personal intimacy. We can substitute ministry for personal intimacy. We try to master divinity, but the reality is God's goal is that we be mastered by divinity. And I want to challenge us this morning, guard your devotional life. Guard your time with God. Don't be giving time to other people, things that you should be giving to God. Now, we're all pretty serious about feeding the outer man. Every day. I won't make comments about you. I'll just talk about me. We like to feed the outer man, don't we? All right. Some of you are honest. You're shaking your heads. We like to eat. We're pretty serious about those things. But folks, the inner person needs to eat. And he needs to be fed in the Word and nurtured in prayer and fellowship and meditation with God. The health and the life of your inner person depends on it. I don't know what you might have thought of Billy Graham. He was not of our theological persuasion. But I did have the opportunity to visit the Billy Graham Library. I've been there on a couple of occasions. And in fact, first time I visited was with Brother James Plank and Jeremy Fuller. While we were there in that museum, there's a display that caught my attention. The last public interview that Billy Graham ever gave was on a reel there. And the interviewer began to ask some questions, and she asked a very interesting question. She asked him, if you could do anything differently in your ministry, what would it be? And Billy Graham, the man who is said to have preached the gospel to more people than any other man who's ever lived, a man who literally preached around the world, didn't even hesitate. You know what his answer was? If I could do one thing differently, he said, I would travel less, I would take fewer speaking engagements, and I would spend more time reading my Bible and praying. Wow. I think that one of the problems of America, one of the problems of the American church, and I speak of the church at large, is that we value busyness too much. And meditating on Scripture and standing still in God's presence and just being one of His. It doesn't feel natural. We're people of a microwave age. We're people of a fast food world. But God operates on a completely different timetable. And all too often, in the words of Tozer, we skip through the corridors of the kingdom like children through the marketplace, chattering about everything, but pausing to learn the true value of nothing. And I understand that our lives are incredibly busy. But I want to remind you this morning that you cannot afford to neglect the health of your inner person. You can't afford to give the Holy Spirit, to not give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to renew you and strengthen you day by day. Some time back, I was reading about the Alaskan bull moose. And it was sort of interesting. These massive animals can reach almost 7 feet tall at the shoulder. They can actually weigh up to about 1,400 pounds. They have these monstrous antlers that on the average they span out about 6 feet. And the Alaskan moose population mates in the fall and winter months of the year. And when that time comes, the bull moose go head to head in mortal combat. They want to assert their dominance. And the moose that has the biggest horns, the one that weighs the most, that has the most strength and stamina, he's the one that wins. But the interesting thing is, the outcome of this battle isn't really won when they're going head to head. The outcome of this battle is determined earlier, months before the springtime. Because in the spring months, the Alaskan bull moose, in the months leading up to the spring, they're in the quiet meadows and the shaded hillsides that are filled with the good things that moose like to eat. And the kinds of nutrients and the food that the bull moose are able to find there determine how strong their antlers will be and how much body weight they'll build up for later in the year when they go to battle. And if they don't find the nutrients that they need there in the fields and the forests in the quiet spring of the year, then they end up weak and malnourished, and they're not prepared in the fall when it's time to go to battle, when it really matters. Now, maybe you never thought you had anything in common with a bull moose. But just like the moose wins or loses the battle based on what happens before the battle, it is true with you and it's true with me. How we face the battles of life, how we stand in temptation, how we endure the storm will be determined not in the heat of the moment, not when the storm is raging, but it'll be determined by how you've been tending to your inner being leading up to that. And so this morning, very simply, my message to you is to ask you, how is it in your inner person? How is it? I love the words of Isaiah. If you find yourself dry, if you find yourself empty. In Isaiah, we read this, the Spirit of God says, I will pour water on him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. And this morning, if you're empty, I want to remind you that the Spirit wants to so indwell you and He wants to infill you so that out of your belly, King James says, out of your heart, out of your life would flow rivers of life-giving water. You can be renewed. And then I want to ask you simply, what are you doing in your life day by day, week by week, to tend to your inner person? I want to challenge us as a church. Let's set our sails to catch the wind of the Spirit. Let's pull our chairs up to the window of grace and let's give the Holy Spirit opportunities to work inside of us. May God help us to do that. Would you stand with me this morning? Our Father, we thank you that you've not left us alone in this life, but that you've promised us your Holy Spirit. Lord, when we're left to ourselves, if we don't cooperate with you If we don't give you opportunities to work in our heart, then we lose that inner skeleton, that inner stability and strength to be what you'd have us to be. But Father, we know that we've got to cooperate with you. And Lord, I pray that you would search us even this morning as we go from this place. Lord, may we carry this question with us that somewhere today, sometime in the coming week, we would get alone with you and ask you, how is it, Father, as you see it in my inner person? And then that we would consider, are we giving God time to speak to us in prayer? Are we giving you time to speak to us through your word? And Father, I pray that you'd help us to tend to our souls, to cultivate our relationship with you. Lord, create within us a hunger and thirst for righteousness. You've told us if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we can be satisfied. And we want to live in that abundant satisfaction that you've offered. Go with us, I pray. Dismiss us from this service, but not from your presence. And bring us back at the next time, ready to worship you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Before I start each day, there is a special place I love to go alone and seek my Savior's face. I find wisdom in His Word to instruct me in His will, and I hear His gentle voice say, my child, be still. My quiet time alone gives me power to obey. My quiet time alone with God each day, I talk to Him in prayer. Every day He meets me there. My quiet time alone with God. He's with me all the time, wherever I may go. Each moment of the day, He's always there, I know. But I need that special time when I bow before His throne, just to read His word at dawn with my Lord alone. My quiet time alone gives me power to obey. My quiet time alone with God each day, I talk to Him in prayer. Every day He meets me there. My quiet time alone with God. My quiet time alone with God. You've
been listening to a message preached by Reverend Curtis Going, Senior Pastor of the Lebanon God's Missionary Church. If you have any questions or comments about this broadcast, please give us a call at 717-273-3690. That's 717-273-3690. Or send us an email at lebgmc@gmail.com. Missionary Echoes is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church, located at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, we'd love for you to join with us. We meet every Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock p.m. for an evening worship service. And then on Wednesday nights, we gather for a prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock p.m. This month, during the holiday season, we'd love to have you come join us for a number of different special events. Penview Bible Institute Choir and Symphonic Ensemble will be joining us tonight at 6 o'clock p.m. for an evening of special music. And then next week, December 14th and 15th, we have our annual youth drama at 6 o'clock p.m. You will not want to miss what our youth have prepared for this year. Then on Sunday morning, December 22nd, we're going to change our schedule just slightly and have a 9:30 combined Christmas service. We won't be having Sunday school as normal, but a combined Christmas service beginning at 9:30 a.m. And then 6 o'clock that evening, we'll have a Christmas candlelight service with lots of special music celebrating the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. We hope to see you in person, but if that's not possible, you can watch our services live online at LebanonGMC.com. There you can also find information on upcoming events and even share prayer requests with us. My friend, we look forward to having you join us again next week for another edition of Missionary Echoes. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you our Lord's blessing.
A lifetime of regret and a longing for the things you didn't get. The path you chose took you away, and now you think it's just too late. But above all circumstances is a God of second chances. His love can reach to where you are. No matter how you're living, your past can be forgiven. There's nothing left to do but run into His arms. Your soul feels torn apart, and you've cut yourself off from your heart. You think that it's too late to pray. You're all alone, you lost your way. Above all circumstances is a God of second chances. His love can reach to where